say the Shema. And I want us to get this Shema right. Because within Shema Yisrael are so many of the messages that we need to understand, we hear at this point. I'd like to share with you three ideas about the Shema, three things, 3 points, but literally the first pasuk of Shema to take with us through this very, very difficult period, to carry with us, to use as a life raft until we get to the other side. First, I'll bring up on the screen the fascinating words of the Torah. The Torah writes about saying Shema Vayikra'ena B'yira V'kavon, the person Shema with fear and with intent. Kosev Rav Amram writes the Torah, L'shavya Inish L'kriya Shema B'chol Zman D'karilei K'frutkema Chadosha, that a person should see the Shema as a Frutkema Chadosha. What's a Frutkema Chadosha? Perish Frutkema K'sav HaMelech Al B'nei M'nei Yosef. We should see the Shema as a message from the Ribono Shel Olam every single time that we say it. Sometimes we mistakenly refer to the Shema as a tefillah. Shema is not a tefillah. A tefillah is a bakasha. A tefillah is sheva HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A tefillah is hoda. What is Shema? In tefillah, we talk to the Ribono Shel Olam. In the Shema, for just a moment during our davening, in Shacharis and at Ma'ariv, we let the Ribono Shel Olam speak to us. We let him speak to us. We let him give us orders. Every time that we read Shema, says the Torah, we should see it as a Futkama Chadosha. We should see it as if we got a letter from the king. He sent us down here. The times where we feel that we've lost radio contact. There are moments during our day where we're so strong and we're there chaverim and we can laugh. And then there are moments where we see something that scares us. And we feel like we've lost radio contact with the general, with the one who sent us down here. He sent us down here for a purpose. And we don't know. And we're scared. And we find ourselves somewhere and we no longer have a compass and we no longer have a map and we no longer have instructions. And we say to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, whatever it is you want us to do, we'll do it. We just don't know what you want us to do. We don't know what the right decisions are to make right now. We don't know what our tafkid is, what our role is. The Torah says that if you want to know what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants from you, you should see it and you should find it in Kriya Shema. The Ber Yosef, Rav Yosef Salant, when he discusses the Torah, says, imagine that a letter comes from far away and somebody opens it up. It's in a fancy package and they say it's a message from the king. The king is speaking to us. The king wants something from us. And they gather everybody around. Everybody come around. Let's hear what the king has to say. And in that message is Shema. Both sides, the Beis Yosef tells us, "Kifrutim Chadasha Kolomar Shalotia Beinav." It shouldn't be in your eyes. Kedavar Shekvar Shama Uzo Harbe Beomim Sheina Chaviv Etzlo. When you read Shema tonight, when we read Shema in a few minutes, realize it's Hakadosh Baruch Hu talking to us. It's Hakadosh Baruch Hu telling us what to do. Find in the words of Shema a message from Hakadosh Baruch Hu as to what it is that we're supposed to do. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a text like the Torah that speaks to us throughout the generations. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could create a text that speaks to us through one Sara, through another Sara. How could there be one set of directions that speak to us no matter where we are, no matter what circumstance we find ourselves? Kifut Kuma Chadosha. The Shema has that power. As you say the words of Shema tonight, and as you say the words of Shema throughout this crisis, and throughout your life, look at the words. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to us. The Torah assures us that somewhere in that text are the messages of what we're supposed to do, our instructions. We've been sent down here to do something. What are we supposed to do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's in the text of Shema. Look at the words, study the words, think about the words, and we'll know what we're supposed to do. That's lesson number one. Lesson number two comes from several of the most famous stories about the Shema. We know that there are a number of famous stories of individuals saying Shema. The first we'll point to in Brachas, in Bereishis Perek Mem Vav, Yester Yosef Merkavto Vayalikros Yisrael Aviv Goshna Vayera Elav Vayupol Tzavrav Vayevk, and somebody cries. And we know the famous Rashi, the famous Mamar Chazal, Rabuseinu, Amr Rabuseinu Shahayakore Eshma. What's going on? Yaakov hasn't seen Yosef in 22 years. He finally sees him, and you can imagine the scene, imagine in a movie, and they're going and they're running, or as best as Yaakov could do at his age, and they're making their way towards each other. And then he grabs Yosef. Yosef begins to cry, but Yaakov doesn't cry. And the rabbis tell us he doesn't cry because it was the time of Kriya Shema. The time of Kriya Shema. That's the time of all times. He looks at his watch and he says, oh, 1 second, Yosef. I know that you got to daven at the early minyan, but I didn't get to daven yet today. And it's 9:26, and I have to say Shema in the next 2 minutes. Is that what Chazal is telling us? Rabbosai, Chazal is telling us something much more profound than that. It's not simply that Yaakov Avinu said the Shema. He proclaimed the Pasuk of Shema. Yaakov Avinu went through one of the most difficult things that a parent can ever go through. He lost his child. Not only did he lose a child, but he lost what seemed to be his favorite child, his future, what he thought was his olam haba, his destiny. And all those years he wondered, why? Kadosh Baruch Hu, why are you doing this? Why would you take individuals from us that we love? After 22 years, Yaakov realized he was given a gift to understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing. There's an amazing Malbim in Sefer Dvarim, which is not on the sheet here, but there's an amazing Malbim. The Malbim says, why does the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael appear where it does in Sefer Dvarim? It should be the first pasuk in the Torah. It should be somewhere more prominent. It's stuck in the sixth parak of Devarim. What is Shema doing there? And the Malbim says as follows. Listen, it's so beautiful. The Malbim says that the reason why Shema appears right at that moment is because the Jewish people had been told previously that they were supposed to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fourth parak of Devarim, they were supposed to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And right now, they're about to be told to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Can you fear and love the same God? At the time, people believed in different entities, especially one entity that did good things and one entity that did bad things. One God of good, one God that you were supposed to love, and one God that you would fear, a God of evil. When Moshe Rabbeinu told the Jewish people that they were supposed to fear God, okay, I can fear God. That's the evil God. That's the God that brings the punishment. Now Moshe Rabbeinu is about to tell the Jewish people that they have to love God and the people won't understand. I'm going to love God? You told me that that God that we worship is the one that you fear. He comes and he says, Shema Yisrael, listen, Jewish people. Hashem Elokeinu. Whether you see him doing something of mercy, or you see him doing something you perceive as din, Hashem Echad, there's only one God. Yaakov Avinu, after all that time, wasn't saying Shema because it was the moment to say Shema and he wanted to fulfill a mitzvah min haTorah of saying Shema. He was proclaiming Shema Yisrael, listen. Yisrael, he was talking to himself. Hashem Elokeinu, all of those years that I had good and then all of those years that I had as bad. Hashem Echad. Now I can see it with my own eyes. I see why this happened. I see Yosef. I see that he is molech, that he's running Moshe b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, says the Medrash Tanchuma. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduce himself as Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzeicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim? I am the Lord your God who took you out of the land of Egypt. Why does he have to start the Aseres HaDibros that way? Says the Medrash Tanchuma, "Shenira Lam Hakadosh Baruch Hu Biyam Kigibaros Melchama." The Nira Lam is Sinai Kesofer Malamed Torah. I don't understand. Who's talking to us now at Matan Torah? The person who teaches us is an elderly person who doesn't have power. His mental power, his wisdom, doesn't have physical power. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Anochi Hashem Elokecha." I am the same God who defeated Egypt. I am the same God who took down Paro at sea. That's the same God who's teaching you at Sinai. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. There's only one God. Yaakov Avinu, who always believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but was given the opportunity in his life, something we rarely are given the opportunity to understand why terrible things happen, to understand why there are so many tzaras, why so many worries. He says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Rabosai. When we say the Shema, we're not saying that there's only one God. Of course there's only one God. There's no other God. But it's more than that. It's a belief, and we need it now so badly. That whatever happens in the world, it's from the same God. It's from our loving Father. B'shosho tziyus Rabbi Akiva lahariga. At the moment they took Rabbi Akiva out to be killed, Zman Kriyashma. The Gemara actually tells us that Taka was Zman Kriyashma. Vayu sorkim es pesor b'masrekel shobarzal. They're ripping his flesh. Vayu mekabel omachu shemayim. And he's being mekabel omachu shemayim. Amar lo tamida rabbeinu adkan. Very strange. The rabbi, the Talmidim say to Rabbi Akiva, are you really that from? I know you're Rabbi Akiva. That's really cool. That's why we learned in your yeshiva all the years. But are you really that from Ad Khan? Very strange. Amar lahem kol yomaya yisi mitstar al pasuk zeh. B'chol nafshecha afilu notos nishmoscha. My whole life, I wondered, would I have an opportunity to give up my life for God? And then Rabbi Akiva starts to say Shema. And I would expect him to say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha, and die then. But he doesn't die then. He dies on the word Echad. Hayamarech be'echad ad sheyotzeso nishmasu be'echad. Why does poor Rabbi Akiva dies in Echad? He never even gets to b'chol nafshecha. But the answer is the same. What does it mean that Rabbi Akiva is saying Shema on his deathbed? And what does it mean that the students say Ad Kan? The students understand that Rabbi Akiva would do anything for the Ribbono Shel Olam. The students understood that Rabbi Akiva had a tremendous belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But are you telling me that this, your own killing, are you telling me that that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ad Kan? Do you actually believe that that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. There's only one God. Nothing can happen without Him. Nothing can happen without the same loving Father willing it to happen. Yaakov Avinu, Yisrael, exclaims it at a moment of joy after so many years of sadness. And Rabbi Akiva exclaims it at a moment of sadness and horror after so many years. Everything went right in Rabbi Akiva's life. He's 40 years old, he becomes a Baal Tshuva. A couple of years later, he was the Rosh Yeshiva. Everything this man touches is gold. Could it be that if this is your end in the Bar Kokhba rebellion, if you're being killed at the hands of the Romans, could this also be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Rabbosai, we have to fall back on our belief. I too find myself during this very difficult time, overwhelmed. And I too am shedding a tear. And I too am scared. But it's a time when we need to take our belief and put it to the forefront of our minds. It can't just be in the back of our minds. Rabbosai, this is our moment. We haven't been asked to believe in difficult times. Maybe in our individual lives we've had a moment, and certainly people have faced terrible things, but this is our moment. This is our sorkim es besor masrekel shel barzel. We have to be able to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad in a way we've never said it before. And when I get scared, and I too get scared, I step back and I stop and I say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I love you. And I know that you love me. And I don't understand why I'm doing this right now. But I believe that you're still a loving Father. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. I've never seen the side of you before. I know that it exists. I'm not silly. I'm not naive. I know there were terrible things in Jewish history, and this is far, far. But I have never seen it before. I've never seen Elokeinu in the same way, in such a large scale, such a pachat. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. I'm going to say something that I don't mean to frighten you. I mean it to comfort you. Mr. Brewer writes, "Be'em of the year on the bottom of the screen. V'nira the aim of the year azu he be'ofen zeh she'achadein b'shal shukorei ashrema l'kabel of omach shemayim." The Mr. Brewer writes that every single time that we say the Shema, the kavana that we're supposed to have when we say Hashem Echad Lios Nerag Al Kiddush Hashem Amiyuchad. What? On a Tuesday morning, I'm saying the Shema, I'm supposed to have in mind Lios Nerag Al Kiddush Hashem Amiyuchad? What does that mean? Why should I be thinking about things like that? And he explains this because of B'chnafshecha, and he quotes a pasuk based on the Rashba, Ki alecha huragnu kol hayom, ki az b'kavon azui grenu b'aim of the year v'reses v'zeh. That's supposed to get us in the mood, for Shema, that we imagine that perhaps at some point we might be killed, we might be asked to give up our life. Al Kiddush Hashem. Rabbosai, it simply flows from saying the phrase Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. There's a reason why this is the phrase that's been said by martyrs throughout our history. It's a statement of comfort. The reason why I'm willing to give up my life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because I know and I remind myself twice a day that whatever happens to me, it's all for my loving Father. We have to take that faith that we've always spoken about, we've always given lip service to, and we have to close our eyes, and we have to stop, and we have to say that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would ask us to give up our life for him, it's not simply whether we would do it, but we would accept it like Rabbi Akiva. Ad Kan? Yes, Ad Kan. There are moments where we're scared now. We're scared in a different way than we've been before. And it will be fine. And so many of you are young and you'll be okay. But we've never seen anything like this. And it's understandable if many times a day we freeze up and we get nervous. And there's so many things that we're suggesting that you do, keeping regular siddurim and trying to make sure to keep yourself together. But at the end of the day, there's only one thing to do. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. I believe that you love me, God, and I believe you love every one of us. You love every person in the world. And that's why I am ready, because I know you're there. Saying Shema, believing that everything that happens in the world, minimally, when you say Shema, think of every single time that you say it. Think of one good thing in your life, and think of one very difficult thing in your life, and say Hashem Echad. I believe that they are both from the same source. And that gives us the resilience to be able to go through very, very difficult times in the same way that our ancestors went through very, very difficult times. I know that it sounds scary, but it's truly, truly what I and you can fall back on, to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there for us at this time and always. One more idea. There is, of course, one more very, very famous Shema story other than Rabbi Gamliel and his kids. There's the story, of course, of Yaakov Avinu at the end of his life. Vayikra Yaakov Obana Vayomer Heosu Vagigulachem. The Gemara tells us in Psachim, Bikesh Yaakov Legalos Levon of Ketz Hayom. Yaakov Avinu wanted to tell them, this is it. Finistalkam in Shechina. The Shechina was pulled away from him. Amar Shemachas Vesholom Yeshemi Tossi Psul. Maybe somehow it happens. Avram Shiotsim Menu Shmo, Vavi Yitzchak Shiotsim Menu Esau. Maybe the reason why this was pulled away from me is because someone here doesn't deserve to hear it. Amali Banav, Shema Yisrael. He said, Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, listen, Abba. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Your God is our God. Shem She'ein Belibcha El Echad. Just as you believe in only one God, we also believe in only one God. It's no coincidence that this entire story surrounds a moment where Yaakov Avinu looked into the future and saw the children of Yaakov and saw what would happen to them. Look at this unbelievable idea in the Zohar. Never, ever forget the Zohar we're about to read. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, says the Zohar. Hi, Kra, what's the pshat? Remember, when Yisrael says it, when Yaakov Avinu says it in the story with Yosef, and when the brothers say it to Yisrael, we understand, Shema Yisrael, listen, O Israel. Tinoch b'shaita da'amru b'nin de Yaakov lavuon. I understand when the sons are saying it to their father. That I understand. Shema, we know who Yisrael is. Oh, Moshe Yisrael. In Sefer Devarim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, sorry, when Moshe Rabbeinu says, Shema Yisrael, listen, Israel. He's talking to us. Haval hasha kule alma amri Shema Yisrael, l'mayin Yisrael amri. It's a taka great kasha. All of us, we say, every day, we say, hear, O Israel. Who? Who are we talking to? Who's the Israel? Are we supposed to say it's so loud that everybody can hear it around us? Ela Hatanina. We have a tradition that Yaakov Avinu lomes. That Yaakov Avinu didn't die. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chastim lego kurze yakre. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put his image on the chair, on the Kisei Yaakov, the Meve Tod Yisada Albana. That it should be a constant witness of his children. Tekom Yachdi Shmei Dekod Shebrichu. That they will continue to say there's only one God no matter what happens. Poor Yaakov Avinu. He saw not only the Emos HaMashiach at that moment, but he saw the Inquisition. And he saw the Holocaust. And he saw the coronavirus. And he saw Jews whose dancing was turned into tears. And he saw all of these things. And he turned to his kids and he said, can you possibly make it to the end of time? Can you possibly make it? Can you possibly continue to believe that there's only one God when things keep happening to you? When you have Zeres Tachvatat? When you have all these terrible things? Can it possibly be that even through Yesias Mitzrayim, not just that you'll survive, but that you'll say Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad? V'chad'inu mi'achad shmei dekod shebrichu. When we say Shema, Amri Shema Yisrael, we say to Yaakov Avinu, Havisoyel on Anon Yachdi Shmei Dekodesh Baruch Hu. Look at Rabbeinu Yonah, what he says in the Shari Tshuva. Shema Yisrael, listen, O Israel, Kolomar, Ata Avinu Yisrael Ema'ara. Did you ever realize that's what we're saying? Shema Yisrael, listen, our father Israel. Shema Sha'anun Kabim Omahu Shemaim Aleinu. I know it's impossible to believe. After everything we've been through, after all of Jewish history, I know it's impossible for you to believe that we still believe that there's only one God. But Shema Yisrael, listen, Avinu Yisrael Bama'ara in Maris HaMachpelah. Listen, Yisrael, it's not just that your children held on to the belief. It's that your children's children, that your ancestors were still here. Shema Yisrael, listen, O Israel, we will not stop believing. We don't know what's ahead of us, but we will not stop believing in you. Yaakov Avinu, we are still, there's no soul. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Rabbi Soloveitchik so beautifully said, and with this we'll end. The creed of Shema goes back to the very origin of our history, to the dawn of our collective existence. The solemn declaration is perhaps the first truth which our great patriarchs discovered. It became their motto and dominant motif in life. It is indeed the acceptance of a great task, yes. To follow in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a great task. To believe at difficult times is a great task. The declaration addressed to the remote past that joins the march of generations committed to one idea. In a word, the reading of Shema is a dialogue between the ages. The continual restaging of the historic meeting of Jacob and his sons, pregnant with paradoxical destiny full of import. In prayer, listen closely, we experience the presence of God. We stand near and commune with him. In reading the Shema, by contrast, we enter the presence of those persons who walked with him. We stand in their shadow. We converse with men who, though they died a biological death, have been reincarnated time and again in our historical experience via divergent media and various forms of experience. The great drama of destiny begun by the patriarchs is reenacted again. Rabosai, we're part of that great drama now. We thought we were part of that great drama when we pushed ourselves to learn, pushed ourselves to daven. And I've given this shiur before. And when I gave this shiur before, I thought that that was part of the great drama. This, Rabosai, is the great drama. This is our time. My whole life, our whole lives, we've wondered, what would we do if we had a really terrifying situation? What would we do if we found ourselves in a war? What would we do if we found ourselves at a time where we weren't sure what our future would be? We couldn't imagine anything that would ever happen, but we've all wondered, would we hold on to our faith? Would we fall back on our faith? Would we have that be a moment where we check Twitter to find solace, or we learn to find solace? Will that be a moment where we're convinced that nothing can be done? Or will that be a moment where we fall back on all of our emunah and say, we know this is coming from a loving father? Yaakov Avinu, in the Ma'ara, to all those who made the sacrifice throughout time, we're not being asked now to sacrifice. We're being asked to believe. We're being asked to fall back on that emunah. We're being asked to say, Befe Male, Shema Yisrael, all the way back to the beginning of time. This is our moment. This is our Rebbe Akiva moment. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We live most of our lives like Rabbi Akiva, in a moment of Hashem, in a time of great mercy, at a time where everything was simple, at a time where we could find anything in the supermarket, where we could go and learn any time that we wanted, and we could go to shul whenever we wanted. And for the first time in most of our lives, we are in an Elokeinu moment. Ad kan? Can we make it through this? Can we continue with our Avodas Hashem? Can we grow? Can we believe? Can we be mechazik each other? Ad kan? Yes. Yes. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Ruch atah adam ha'chol mashe b'dvar ha'marei b'rvim ha'chokma b'sech sh'arim v'v'v'sunam v'shanei itim מחליבס הזמן ומסעד וסקוחות משפטי וקיר קרצו נאמר יום הלילה גולדה ונקושה וקושה בן נאור. מר יום הוא מביא את המבדיל בין יום ובין לילה, דינו את מול שמו, אל חי וקיים תמיד מולך עלינו לעולם ועד, ברוך אתה אדינוי, המערים הרבים. אהבה שלום בייס ישראל, עם חייב לספוס חוקים ומשפטים עושה ללמד ותוקן אדוני אלינו. בשוכנו קומנו נשיא עבד חוקך ונשמח בסך ומסך לעולם בועד. כי חיינו ואורך ימינו, והם נגד יום המלילה. ואהבה שכה, אל תסיר ממנו לעולמים. ברוך אתה אדוני. אוהב עמו ישראל.
I'm going to go to the hospital.